USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says it will not be cooperating with Nancy Pelosi's impeachment inquiry and instead dared House Democrats to hold a full impeachment vote in a letter sent to Democratic leadership. Mark Short is the chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence. He tells Fox News,
"You have basically an investigation right now, which we're not allowed to provide, see evidence that they're bringing forward. We're not allowed to cross-examine. The administration is not allowed to have counsel present for its witnesses. The American people have a good sense of fairness, and they know that this is not."
President Trump is awarding the nation's highest civilian honor to former Attorney General Ed Meese. At the White House, the president praised Meese as a dedicated public servant and someone who's been an inspiration to many. And Sony says its PlayStation 5 will hit stores next year. The company confirmed it will be out in time for the holidays. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Toys R Us is out with a new website thanks to some help from Target. The site lets shoppers choose what they want and then sends them to Target's website to pay. The retailer is slowly reopening stores under new management after filing for bankruptcy. A Pittsburgh area couple has discovered where all the walnuts from a tree in their yard have been going. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It turns out squirrels had stored more than 200 of them for the winter under the hood of the couple's SUV. Charlie Persick says his wife called him at work to say the vehicle smelled like it was burning. When she popped the hood, she found walnuts and grass piled all over the engine. They took the SUV to a mechanic who found half a trash can's worth of walnuts under that hood. Persick says there was no extensive damage, but at least a hose needed to be repaired after the squirrels apparently chewed through it. The Persicks have also gotten a quote now on removing that black walnut tree from their front yard.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is backing free speech after receiving a lot of backlash over a previous statement on China. Silver has been trying to find middle ground of showing support for a team executive who spoke out for Hong Kong's protesters and protecting the league's growth in a basketball-crazed China. Silver's statements have Democrats and Republicans criticizing the NBA commish, to which Beverly Hallberg, president of the District Media Group, says,
"When was the last time you saw Ted Cruz and Chuck Schumer agree on anything? Apparently there are still some issues that bring Republicans and Democrats together, and I think this is one that definitely warrants it." What's interesting about it is that Adam Silver, who is the NBA commissioner, has long said that he stands up for the free speech rights of players and those affiliated with the NBA. You mentioned some examples there when players have spoken out. You had LeBron James, who's called President Trump a bum. You have coaches, Steve Kerr, Greg Popovich, who have tweeted about their position on gun control. But apparently it's a step too far when you call out the Chinese government indirectly. And something to know about China, they kill their citizens. Currently there are 3 million people who are in concentration camps. You can stand up for the Chinese people and still call out the Chinese government. But I think what this comes down to, and people are rightly seeing, that the messaging war on this, it really shows that the NBA's bottom line is about the bottom line.
Hallberg was speaking there on Fox Business. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.